When big, powerful organizations become seedbeds of wrongdoing, how do you hold them accountable? Whom do you punish? This is one we haven't figured out yet in America. Think of two of the most damaging, appalling scandals of recent times. First, the deceitful risk-taking on Wall Street that brought down the global economy. Second, the culture of evasion in the Catholic Church that permitted sexual abuse by clergy. Philadelphia produced the first verdict where a church administrator was held to account for shifting abusive priests from one congregation to another. But last week, a state appeals court ruled that the legal theory used to convict Monsignor Lynn of child endangerment was invalid. This society needs to keep seeking ways to hold culpable any church officials who played a clear role in abetting these crimes. Now to the titans of finance. Films such as The Wolf of Wall Street and cases such as Bernie Madoff's may leave an impression that the people who ran the economy into the ditch are being marched off to prison. Not really. Madoff and the guy in the film committed garden variety frauds, mere blips next to the orgy of risk and greed that burned the rest of us in 2008. In a recent New York Review of Books article, Jed Rakoff, a federal judge, notes that not a single high-level Wall Street executive, nor any of the big firms that brought the economy down, has been prosecuted. And this contrasts with previous economic scandals such as Enron, where the CEO went to jail and the accounting firm Arthur Andersen was criminally charged. Why is that? Rakoff asks. He lists several excuses he's hearing. It's hard to prove conscious fraud to show that top executives knew the mortgage-based securities their firms were peddling were so risky. As for the firms, it's the too-big-to-fail problem. Prosecutors, remembering how Arthur Andersen collapsed, treat the Goldman Sachs's gingerly, seeking consent decrees where firms promise to be good. Basically, everyone skates, because we fear damage to reputations and valuations. No such concerns prevent us from sending the street drug dealer or penny-ante embezzler to jail, but the people whose arrogance left us with millions of unemployed, mounds of foreclosed mortgages, they can't be touched. It might unsettle the markets. Equal justice for all? Not exactly. I'm Chris Satullo.